Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams, and happiness ain't out of reach. Pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes,
right on,
and the eagle flies.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, folks. What do you think? We have a little debate drama. A little bit of debate drama today. Governor Doug Burgum was playing a basketball game, just a pickup basketball game. And just so you know, that's kind of his thing. He loves pickup basketball. In his house in South Fargo, he has like a Quonset that has a basketball court in it. I mean,
yeah, he's a baller in school back in the day too.
Both hoops. So yeah, it's kind of his deal. Yep. Wasn't he a school mascot too?
I think
he was a school mascot. But anyway, he loves basketball. It's kind of his thing. Now, I guess I would question, and he probably is now too, do you want to do a pickup basketball game the night before the biggest debate of your life?
I don't know. Want to just hit the treadmill.
Right.
There's a Stairmaster or something easy.
Because we know that he has a leg injury.
And he's not in the hospital.
He's not? No, he went to the ER.
He went to the ER. It was after hours, you know, later game. So.
And now it's a question of can he stand for the debate? Let me find the exact word we got from the campaign.
I will bet you dinner he is at that debate. He will find a way. You don't go through all of that, spend the money he spent, getting the donations, getting on the polling, and not if he's in any way capable, he won't care if he's in a cast on crutches. He'll be there. I would bet you.
I would too. And you know, if he has to come out on crutches, that's just something
It's a story for the debate.
A little talking point, hey. Right? Or if he literally cannot stand, here's the exact. Word we received exclusively, by the way, before anybody. CNN reported this first this morning. When we found that out, we went out and found out, is this true? What kind of injury is it? And had it exclusively earlier this morning. Steve Hallstrom is in Milwaukee from the Steve Hallstrom Show and will join us at the bottom of the hour. So we're looking forward to that. And tell us more about this story and the rest of the countdown to the debate. He's actually already at the arena with the show this morning. Here's what the campaign said. Can confirm the CNN report. Can confirm the CNN report. Injured leg playing basketball. Unclear if he will be able to stand at the debate. We'll know more later. So, evidently, it's a significant enough leg injury that the ability to stand is in question.
I will bet you dollars to donuts on this, too. It's an ankle. He either severely sprained it, turned it, rolled it, broke it, something like that. So,
well, here is one other wild idea.
My best guess.
Are you familiar with Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas?
Yep.
He too has been a rumored presidential candidate over the years, and pretty much everything he does in Texas is because he has presidential aspirations. When he's in a wheelchair, for folks that don't know. When he is debated, and even when he does press conferences, they have a lower podium.
Yep.
And he comes up to, so that would be another option if he had to sit, if they would modify the podium for him.
Yeah, it could.
It would look a little weird. Because you're going to have seven people standing at a podium and one sitting, but there's obviously an explanation for it. And, you know, as far as TV's concerned, you really wouldn't notice much difference because you just got a headshot anyway. You know, so
right. Yeah.
That's one other angle. I don't know. What do you think, folks? What do you think? I got to believe, like Kevin says, whatever it takes. I mean, numb the leg. Numb the entire leg.
Say, knowing him, yeah. That's what he's saying right now.
Poke me as many times as you need to poke me, and I'll...
Keep me sharp. Kill the pain. Let's go.
Lean on the other leg. Yeah, you can't go painkillers.
Yeah, no.
You're going to be all groggy.
Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
So anyway, that's the debate drama. Interestingly enough, as this gets to be more of a national story, that'll give Doug some more buzz heading into this campaign.
This just in, too, I don't know if you saw this, Joe Biden blew out a knee walking off the podium. I'm sorry, he was going up the stairs.
Joe Biden.
Sorry, he was just walking across the lawn.
If he was debating tonight, he'd have to shuffle out there.
Yeah.
He'd probably forget to take that lay off his neck, too. Because,
oh, yeah.
That visual you played yesterday, the audio of that horrific, made-up, dumb, inappropriate story that President Joe Biden told to the people who lost homes and loved ones about some kitchen fire that was out in 15 minutes.
Who cares? Who cares about any of what you have to say in your story? You're sitting among people that lost their entire town, their lives, their families.
I have a quick story on this.
Oh, what a... Ugh. Embarrassing.
Our daughter, our youngest at ASU, sent me a TikTok video of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, she's not political like her old man. You know what I mean? She's certainly conservative and
yep.
Got all good values and, was raised in a conservative, faith-based home. But she's not the kind that's, following the TikTok and the news. The fact that she sent that video from TikTok, and it's viral on TikTok, don't underestimate the power of a younger generation recognizing this guy has no business being president. It's part of the reasons his numbers are in the tank, but the more they realize this, I thought that was very significant. And that's the only way I watched it, from what she sent me. And watching it, compared to listening to it like we did yesterday on the air, is 180 degrees different. It's worse watching it by a long shot because you see him wandering around and he's got this stupid lay on his. And I know he's got a delay thing because he's in Hawaii and, this is a friendship thing. I get it. Play the local culture. But it just looked ridiculous and sounded worse. So check that out.
Terrible.
Hey, here's how you join the program. What'd you say, Kip?
And it's terrible. It's awful. And you also notice that he can't walk on his own. He very rarely lately, if somebody's holding his hand. He's holding the podium. He steps away. Jill takes his hand. I mean, come on.
Bad news. So on the show today, we call What's on Your Mind. I mentioned Steve Hallstrom live on location in Milwaukee. And we'll have full reports from him brought to you by our fine sponsors that are bringing you our coverage tonight on the flag, AM 1100 and AM 1090. We will have the entire coverage of the debate starting at 7:30 for a half-hour pre-show. 8 until 10 p.m. is the debate. During the debate, we're going to be talking to a panel of people that are watching the debate with us here in our studios. And then after the debate at 10, we'll go for another half-hour hour with more analysis from the panel of people that watched. I kind of call it the real people panel because what I think or what somebody on Fox thinks is a heck of a lot less important than what just average folks out there think about the debate. And they very often key on something that's very different than, what the pundits do. So it's going to be fascinating tonight, and that'll be great coverage right here on your radio. And by the way, if you're running and gunning and aren't in front of a radio or aren't in the vehicle to turn on AM 1100, FM 92.3 in the east, or AM 1090, FM 92.7 in the west, remember the app. The app is 24/7, crystal clear, take us anywhere, snowbirds listen in Arizona. We're not on the air in Bismarck right now. I got tons of listeners every day calling in, texting in, listening from Bismarck. It's very simple, that app. You go to your app store, and you go AM 1100, the flag, AM 1090, the flag, KTGO, WZFG, whatever you want to put in there, it'll come up. It'll pop up for you. Download that. It's free, costs you nothing, and you can listen anytime 24/7, crystal clear. Sometimes folks, for instance, like in the winter months, the signals go down. AM signals go down, both 1090s and 1100s. So there's smaller coverage on the AM signals at night. That's why we have the FMs. So you can hear those. But those two are in the metro. Outside of it, some folks will say, hey, I'm in Alexandria and I'm having a tough time here in Mark Levin at 7 o'clock at night. Well, you would not have a tough time listening to Mark Levin on the Flag app at 7 o'clock at night or any time. It's crystal clear, so just remember that. Also on the show today, we have Judge Andrew Napolitano, who you remember from years of analysis on Fox News Channel. He's now on Newsmax. Great legal mind, friend of the president's. I think a classmate of Chris Christie's, if I remember right, as well. He'll join us for a full half hour to break down what needs to happen tonight. And I also want to ask him a little bit about his assessment on whether or not Donald Trump ultimately will be convicted of any of these indictments. And then, you know, do you appeal it? Do you succeed in pushing it past the election? I want to tap his legal brain, too, so we'll do all that. In the meantime, let's tap your brain. Call me, 271-1100. What do you think about the Burgum news? What are you watching for in the debate tonight? 271-1100. Call now.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming August auctions include 691 acres of cropland and grassland in Kitson and Marshall counties in Minnesota, 630 acres of cropland and pastureland in Ward County near Minot, 160 acres of excellent cropland in Wells County, 170 acres of crop, pasture, and development land in Grand Forks County, and the Blana Equipment Auction near Carrington, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Did you know there's another way to manage your farm's risk and protect your equity with Margin Protection? Hi, this is Bethany Rentz, crop insurance agent with Irie Insurance. Margin Protection provides coverage against an unexpected decrease in operating margin. In other words, we can put a policy in place to protect your farm from changing input costs and crop prices. Join us at Irie Insurance for our upcoming Margin Protection meetings, August 29th at 8:30 a.m. in Devil's Lake at 4 p.m. in Hope, and August 30th at 8 a.m. in Hillsboro. For more information, visit our website at irieins.com. Irie Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tell you about my friends at High Road Partners. They are benefit strategists. They can help give your team a great plan. And what they do, instead of, you know, seeing you once a year for renewal and they're done with you, they really work to understand your whole company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy So they've got that year-round dedicated personal support, years of knowledge and experience, all the same technology as the bigger firms. And they specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. They have both. So they really can help. And you can change your broker at any time, regardless of your plan year. So they'll do that work for you. If you're not happy, if you're looking for a cut above, highroadpartners.com. Learn more and set up a meeting right there at highroadpartners.com. Texter says, Doug Burgum again pretending to be Teddy Roosevelt. So dumb. I rolled my ankle 30 times over the course of my life, taped it up, got back in. This is all Burgum drama.
Oh, I don't, okay, but I don't see that.
It could be. You could be right, right? I mean,
it may not be nearly as bad as the news and CNN's making it out to be. I mean,
but if the guy goes, you know, gets leg injury in a basketball, I mean, I don't know, it's an ankle roll. Maybe it was a, you know,
knee.
He's got a bad hip, you know.
Yeah, hip. Who knows what? Broken.
I think he had a hip replacement, didn't he? He had both hips replaced?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, he did at least one. So, you know, who knows? We don't know. But it could be. It could be smart politics. Get yourself talked about the day of the debate. Another listener says, absolute embarrassment to North Dakota. Putting yourself in the position of possible injuries before arguably the most important event of your life shows a terrible lack of judgment. That's a little harsh, too, but I have to agree with some of it.
I would agree with,
Yeah, I mean.
That's, come on. Dude.
Get on a treadmill.
Right.
Yeah, walk around the block. You know.
Go for a jog.
Get something. Your exercise in. And I know this is the governor's thing. He loves basketball, loves pickup games, but. And I'm sure he'd be the first person to say, boy, was this dumb. Dumb. Yeah. Another listener has a suggestion, Kevin, that every time you cut a Biden joke, you should use a Kamala laugh.
Oh, you want the Kamala laugh?
You want the Kamala laugh?
Kamala laugh. I'm gonna say no to that because it, you know,
it's annoying.
It's
nails on the chalkboard.
Yeah, there's kind of that. But I'll see what I can do. Maybe I get a couple cackles in there for you.
By the way, it's Vivek and it's Kamala. We're trying here, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying. Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy, Kamala Harris. Think a comma. In a sentence. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Another listener says, you're talking about a meaningless debate as good patriots are being arrested in Fulton County, Georgia. Come on, man.
Well, I don't think it's a meaningless debate. I think there's a lot of the middle that has to get won over. This thing in Georgia, I happen to look on the CNN monitor here, and they're all about Giuliani on his way to surrender. So far, this many people have surrendered. See? They're giving up. They're giving up. They're surrendering. See? We were right.
And all
they're
these,
all guilty. They surrendered.
What these people are doing is complying with the law.
Yeah, they're...
Even though the law is 100% aimed against them and being done by a Biden administration scared to death of another Trump administration.
This is all going to get kicked to a federal court anyway. So it isn't going to, none of this Fannie Willis nonsense is, she doesn't have jurisdiction, as I understand it, on most of this, if any of it. It's Lister, all a federal thing.
Lister says to me, I'm currently in Nashville and listening online to you guys. Do you know there are homeless people laying all over the place?
Oh, yeah.
In front of bars, in alleys. Nothing is done about it. Very obvious some have mental health issues, but they're just ignored. Jobless also falls in that category. When the federal government in Fargo is paying Title 19 benefits, which pays them $900 a month for housing, what is the incentive for wanting to work 40 hours a week? Many claim they can only work so many hours or the benefits get cut off. Government,
yep.
Federal and city have created that problem. Anyway, thanks for listening. I wonder if you're in Nashville for the debate or whatever, but thanks for sending that text. Proves my point, by the way, on the app.
Oh, yeah.
Take us anywhere.
He'd be in Milwaukee for the debate, but...
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, a little caveat on the homeless thing. Take this into account. And Tommy Lahren was talking about this number. So far, the last... four years is $20 billion in California they've spent to solve the homeless crisis. And there's about, let's say, the best guess is about 200,000 homeless people in California. Divide $20 billion by 200,000 homeless people. They could have handed them all a check for $100,000.
Again, money is going down money is going down a rat hole. We had a half an hour yesterday between Kevin and Jay Thomas and I came up with a number of different ideas that would make some sense. Would they cost money? Sure, but right now the solution is we're spending the money and not getting the ROI. We're not fixing the problem.
Homeless is like another way to just, we're going to solve this problem, and it's another money grab. That's all it is. You're not helping anybody.
701-271-1100 to call us. You can text us too, 701-237-1590. If you like the email, studio@flagfamily.com, studio@flagfamily.com. But ring us up, 701-271-1100. Another listener. Good morning, gentlemen. It actually already has a name. The comma LOL. Comma LOL. Okay, that's how you spell.
Kalamala blah.
Kamala. Thank you for that. Another listener says, hey, the app is great. No matter where you are, you get the show. Thank you very much. Can't talk about that app enough. Cannot talk about that app enough. It's wonderful. Another listener, yesterday on the news, Chris Christie said with all the indictments against Trump, he needs to step out of the race. If Chris Christie doesn't understand you're innocent until proven guilty, he needs to step out, says the listener. Chris Christie is in this race for one reason. He's got a ton of northeastern United States liberals with deep pockets who hate Donald Trump because they know how to work the swamp because they got the big bucks, so they don't want somebody draining the swamp. And his job that he's being paid to do by these big donors is to bloody up Trump. Who do you think wins that battle between Chris Christie and Donald Trump? Chris Christie tonight will go full-on nutso anti-Trump. Does that help or hurt him, do you think,
Kev? Christie, he's irrelevant. It hurts him with the MAGA crowd. No, it's, I mean, he's irrelevant. I'm surprised he's even there because that's been his whole thing. But, I mean, this is just a race for second. It's a, you know, it's a VP on display. It's a,
Chris Christie's not going to be anything.
No.
Other than a former governor of Louisiana.
He's another attorney.
Of New Jersey.
Yep. Look at his resume. Look at he's just another attorney. Look at the people like Mayorkas and the rest of them.
By the way, U.S.
attorney here or there.
I don't care that he's overweight.
I don't care either.
I hate when Mark Levin was bringing that up last night and the president has called him as well. And, you know, that just stick to the facts. I was there. I was as big as Chris Christie was. Fortunately, I was about a foot taller. But I had that kind of
I remember
poundage.
Those days.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
You know, and until I had Dr. Mike Howell fix me up there and do a little gastric bypass action so I could drop 100 pounds. I mean, it happens. It just happens for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
Steve Hallstrom is in Milwaukee. We're going to find out where we're at with the debate drama of whether or not Doug Burgum will be in the debate after all when we come back on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spa and pool tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a hot spring spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. Republican presidential candidates will face off on the debate stage tonight in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Eight candidates will participate in the first debate of the 2024 presidential primary. The event hosted by Fox News, however, will be without the party's frontrunner, Donald Trump. Trump has opted for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows is asking a federal judge to block his arrest in the Georgia election case. Lawyers for Meadows filed the request in federal court in Atlanta. They argue Meadows should not be required to surrender for booking in the state's case by Friday while he fights to have the matter moved to federal court. He was once named the best football player in college football. Now former University of Southern California Trojan running back Reggie Bush will hold a news conference this morning to announce he's suing the NCAA. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What is hyperbaric oxygen therapy? It's a medical treatment that involves a hyperbaric chamber, complete glass chamber you're looking out at. You're watching TV while you're in this chamber. See all around you. And what it does is enhances your body's natural healing process. So hyperbaric oxygen treatment uses a combination of elevated ambient pressure and inspired oxygen concentration to greatly increase oxygen to your body's tissues, which then allows the oxygenization of the tissues that are not getting enough oxygen at baseline. So it encourages new blood vessels to grow into these oxygen-deprived tissues and helps the body eliminate certain kinds of bacteria. A little homework assignment for you today if you get a chance. Go to SwansonHyperbarics.com. There's a video there of Dr. Scott Scheer. I've interviewed him before. He's been to Fargo before. He's a renowned expert on all of, and what he does is he says, use this and this. He's not saying hyperbaric oxygen is the end-all, be-all, and you don't need anything else. He tells you how to use those together. And you can also hear Mike Morkin's story from Valley News Live fame, who has done an anti-aging program with hyperbaric oxygen. It's all at SwansonHyperbarics.com, SwansonHyperbarics.com, or call for an appointment with Dr. Arden Beachy, former Bison, 701-929-3930. Steve Hallstrom is in Milwaukee for the big debate tonight, and we have a little debate drama going on. One of our listeners here just texted in, I'd wager that Burgum was playing basketball as a stress reliever, just as many people golf or fish. Completely agree with that. Some people are a little harsh on the governor's decision to be in a pickup basketball game the night before the debate. What's your take, Steve?
I think that's a fair criticism, Scott. Basketball is not like Vivek Ramaswamy hitting some tennis balls or doing some burpees or going for a walk around the lake or a light jog. A lot of things can happen when you're playing basketball. I blew out my Achilles about 10 years ago playing basketball, so I know what can happen. You can have, you know, ACL tears. You can blow Achilles. You can, you know, get tripped up as you're going in the air for a basket or a rebound and come down on your head. It's certainly, as far as things that you do the night before a debate or the day before a debate, I would put it way up there on the risk of high-risk activities.
Yeah, it really is, you know, and I'm sure he's saying the same thing, so it's easy to be critical now. What do you think of playing a basketball game night before your biggest event? But it's fair question. Another listener said, this is all Burgum drama. This is just a stunt to get a little extra attention. What do you think of that opinion?
Well, I guess anything's possible, Scotty. Politics at this level is sort of a do-whatever-you-can-do kind of an event and a bit of a blood sport, too. And I was thinking today, so these candidates are all supposed to be on the stage behind a podium where you have to be standing up. There is no guarantee that the other candidates at this point of the game will allow any change to that format. So you might say, we'll just give him a chair. He can sit down in between. He can't just do that on his own. That's all got to be agreed to by everybody out there. And I'm sure some of these candidates are thinking, let's get one less guy, let's take one more person off the stage, I have one less person to compete with. And so, for instance, if he did tear his Achilles, and we know, confirmed by Lance Trover from the campaign this morning to me earlier today, it is a leg injury of some kind. And whether that is an Achilles, a knee ligament, or whatever the case might be, if you have something like that that happens to you, the pain and discomfort, even a day after that happens, is still very significant. If he's on any painkillers of any kind, that's going to be a something he'll have to navigate through, because that, you know, changes obviously how you think and how you process information and how you speak. So I think there is all kind of, you said drama, and Scott, that's the right word. We don't know if he'll be able to be there at all. His attendance has not been confirmed by the campaign. We know that he's out of the hospital, but depending on what that leg injury is, he could be in a severe amount of pain and discomfort. And do you want to take a bunch of, you know, Percocet before you're going on stage for something like this? I just don't think you want to take that chance either. So if this is some sort of scripted drama, I don't know, because you wouldn't probably want to go to the ER the day before and have that be part of the situation. That seems like a fairly elaborate plot for something like that.
By the way, Steve Hallstrom is in Milwaukee yesterday and today, and tonight will be in the arena, and so we look forward to hearing the first-hand reports. Gets access to the spin room after, so all the candidates there hanging out at a Grover Norquist after party, and with all the big names. So you'll have lots of stuff to report on as we go tonight in our coverage, which, by the way, starts at 7:30 p.m. and goes about an hour after the debate tonight. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, REMAX Legacy Real Estate, Labor Masters, Busick Olson and Associates, Brenco, and the Brunswick Law Office, serving clients across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. If it were me, not understanding the extent of the injury fully, obviously, but if there was a way that my leg could be numbed up, I don't want Percocet, but numb the leg up. As you look at the stage, Governor Burgum is at the far right, so he only has to come a little while, you know, hobble his way to the podium, stand on one foot, numb up the other foot, and go to it. That's what I would do. Would you, Steve?
I think that's probably the best plan, Scott. You know, what are you going to numb it with? You know, can you get cortisone shots? Obviously, morphine is not really an option at this point. So if you can, yes. Although I'll tell you, from the time when I tore my Achilles, it just messes with you. You get hot flashes from the pain surges from time to time. Your blood pressure is running high. It's more than just, can he numb up the pain? It's, can his mind be clear enough through whatever he does to fight the pain and discomfort, that I think is the bigger issue, because he's got one chance, Scott. This is his chance. And if he does not perform well tonight, if he doesn't turn some heads and make something happen, he probably won't be on the stage for debate number two.
Great point.
Listener says, oh boy, this could be Burgum's Achilles heel to the presidency. Bada boom, I'll be here all day.
Oh, they just write themselves sometimes,
yeah,
don't they?
Tip your weight staff, he says, yes. Oh, goodness sakes. Another, if you don't go to the ER, the drama doesn't work. What does that mean? If you don't go...
I think it's worth pointing out, too, Scott, that the ER may be a little misleading. We don't know what time this happened. If it happened at, you know, 8 o'clock at night, 9 o'clock at night, maybe Doug's a guy who likes to get a little bit of, hoops or physical activity in the evening hours. And so if you're going after the regular admission hours for the hospital are over, you have to go to the ER check-in, because that's the only place you can go. Now, did he do that, because he, you know, his leg was basically dangling off to one side, or did he do that because, gosh, something, you know, I tweaked something, it's fairly nasty, it's not that big of a deal, but let me try to go see if I can get some help. And you go to a hospital, you don't know what's in the area, there's not a walk-in clinic that you know of, and you say, well, let me go to a hospital. I suppose either scenario could be true, but you can go to the ER, you can check in at ER without it being a life-threatening situation, for sure.
Another listener says, I listen to you guys all day. Thank you for that. Goes on to say, I love Steve's show. That's the new Steve Hallstrom show, 4 to 6 on Flag Fargo. But he does not seem to be a fan of the texting option. Texting is a good way for folks at work who just want to drop a line without sitting on hold. I work 10 hours a day, and so I spend most every day with you guys in the background. Thank you for that. And a plug for a text on the Steve Holstrom Show. There you go, Steve. Any comment?
Yeah, I like phone calls, Scott. I understand the texting is the way to go. Maybe just my stubbornness here. Emails and phone calls provide some pretty good conversation, but we love conversations. I want the show to be a conversation more than a one-way street. So, but fair point, and we will take that under consideration.
We get a ridiculous amount of texts every day. Way more than we can get to, you know, over 100 and daily, and we're getting to, you know, a dozen of them at most. But I'm with Steve. I love the conversations too. And really, and unfortunately, in this day and age, if the option is given to text, people are going to text before they're going to call. They're still on the phone. They could easily call, but they just prefer to text. And I'm with Steve. I love it when you call. 701-271-1100.
Yeah. If I had a Kevin Flynn at my side, it might be easier, but going 2 hours solo is not necessarily easy to do. So I like the conversation. I like the company between 4 and 6. But I hear what the person is saying. Sometimes it's hard to call, and we're not completely opposed to it. So you never know.
You can call me anytime, brother. Anytime.
He's one phone call away, is what he's saying. Another listener, I agree with those that are saying this debate doesn't matter. I couldn't care less about the GOP debate. I trust no one on that stage to take on the problems we have with the Department of Justice, the persecution of conservatives, and the pro-life conservatives facing targeting from pro-life dads all the way to President Trump. What does it take to get these fools in the GOP to do something? There is a lot of snares and entanglements that conservative AGs and governors could be doing. I feel Congress could do more. I have flat given up on GOP senators. They seem to line up behind Mitch. The debate doesn't matter factor is going to be interesting on the ratings tonight. I would think just because, you know, it's the first debate, it's going to be highly watched. But without Donald Trump, there's certainly a little air out of that room, isn't there, Steve?
No question, Scott. When Donald Trump shows up, it is the three-ring circus, and I mean that in a positive way. But it is the show that you can't stop watching. No question that the Republican National Committee wanted him here. Fox wanted him here. Did the other candidates want him here? Maybe some did, some didn't. I don't know that I completely buy the argument that nobody besides Trump can do what needs to be done for the country. I don't know what would make you say that there's no one in this field that can, but certainly that person speaks for a lot of people, because that's not a sentiment that we've only heard once or twice. I feel like if Donald Trump had never existed and we had this group here, you would look at this group and say, my gosh, we've got governors who have done this and been successful in a state. We have more diversity on our stage than the Democrats have on theirs. We've got women, we've got people of color, we've got senators, we've got governors. I think it's a remarkable field, but I think the standards for some have been raised so high by their fondness for President Trump. And look, he's done a lot of very, very good things, no question about that. But I don't buy that Trump is the only one that could be an effective president.
Let's talk about some of those other candidates when we chat with you next hour. And I know you said you had some reporting on the accommodations it would require. Say, for instance, if Governor Burgum said, well, I can sit, and they said, well, lower the podium, you're saying all the other people have to agree. North Dakota GOP Chairwoman Sandy Sanford is checking into right now who makes that decision on accommodations for Governor Burgum. That's from super producer Chris Larson. But your understanding is stand, or if there's something different to accommodate you, everybody else, all the other 7 candidates have to say it's okay, right?
I'm saying there's no guarantee that the other candidates will make a concession at this point.
And they have to be involved in that decision.
Right.
Yeah, okay, because the rules are the rules. Got it. More with Steve Holstrom next hour from the Steve Holstrom Show. Thank you, sir. I'll tell you about a really neat Patriot ride for our friend Jim Prather when we come back.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard.
Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I got a deal for you folks. Going to fill you up with a great meal and get you a free car wash. PetroServe USA, brand new car wash in Hartwood, North Dakota, right off of I-29. Free car washes all day till 8 tonight and 8 to 8 tomorrow through Sunday. Free car wash. And by the way, even if you were paying for it, you'd be getting a better car wash than you pay a lot of money for with those new fandangled places. So if you're pinching pennies, all this inflation, remember the PetroServe car washes are the best, and it is a great deal. Can't get a better deal than free, can you, Kev? I don't think so.
No.
While you're up there at Hardway today, you might want to try one of their great home cooking special meal deals. Grab-and-go convenience. Here's what we got today for you. Taco Mac, 45th Street. Scallop potatoes and ham, Yulin. Chip beef, Glendon. Lasagna, NP Avenue, PetroServe USA. 12th and I-29 French dip sandwich. Swedish meatballs or pulled pork over mac and cheese, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. PetroServe USA for lunch today. Our next guest is going to tell us a little bit about a Patriot motorcycle ride for the late Jim Prather. Jim Prather, what a human being. What a wonderful man. He was the host of our Talk of the Town. Tioga native, left Tioga, got into radio, came back to Tioga, and was our general manager of KTGO, the Flag West. And he passed away recently after a valiant battle with cancer.
What a warrior.
It was wicked. And he was just the best. Did hosted Talk of the Town. So some folks in Tioga have gotten together for a little Patriot motorcycle ride that's going to be happening. Ryan Tappenden is here to tell us a little bit about the event and how you can participate. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
Pretty good, Scott. Jim and I were talking about doing a Patriot ride over 2 years ago before he had cancer. So, and I was with him. We were going and getting some sponsors in Kenmare for baseball for on the radio. And we went to every single business, and he was telling every business there in Kenmare that we're going to do a motorcycle ride there. And then he got cancer that fall, and we just never got around to it, but we're getting to it now, and we're doing it through the Tioga American Legion Post 139. So, and he was our honorary member there. Jim was probably one of the biggest Patriots in Tioga, so.
He was.
He was a Patriot,
a Patriot. You're exactly right. So tell us about the where, when, why, and how. How can folks participate? How can they donate to the effort? What can they do?
So we're going to meet at the Tioga Community Center this Saturday, August 26th. We're going to start registration at 10:30 there in the parking lot. So we'll have registration from 10:30 to 11:45. And then it's going to be $10. And we got this Patriot pin that I had made up. It says first annual Patriot run in memory of Jim Prather that people can put on their vest or shirt or whatever they have. And people have asked me, well, can we drive it if they don't? And so if you want to drive or ride, everybody's welcome to participate. And we're going to go from leave Tioga at noon and go to Stanley Beach Bar, up to Kenmare Beer Bob's, over to Lignite 109 Club and Steakhouse, and down to Battleview Roadhouse, and then end it at the Tioga Rig and Lounge, where they're going to provide slush burgers for us and for all the participants. And Jim had bought a pair of boots, some American flag Patriot boots that he never wore, and we're going to auction those off. We're trying to raise money for a bench. Jim wanted a bench in the cemetery and park in memory of him, and he left some of us with some things to do before he left us, and we're just going to try and carry that out. So all the money will be going to Donna, his wife, to buy a bench there in memory of him. So we'll auction off those boots, and we're also going to draw names to give the American Legion's going to give away a big American flag to somebody, a lucky winner. And also, I thought it was really weird. This is when Jim was still with us, and he was actually planning out his funeral. He got a life-size cardboard cutout of himself, and I thought, that is the weirdest thing. I don't think this is going to be a good go-over, but, you know, Steve Hallstrom was there at the movie theater during this funeral, and he saw that cardboard cutout. Maybe you heard about it from him, and it actually was a big hit. At the movie theater, people were taking pictures with him. At the funeral in the church, people were taking pictures with him. So our local Dr. Bob here and Donna Prather are going to have that cardboard cutout and bringing them around to all the stops. So once again, we can have a picture with Jim.
That's priceless.
Jim's size cutout is going to be with us on this run.
I'm so doing that, by the way.
That's priceless. That's absolutely priceless. And by the way, Jim Prather was a man of faith. I mean, what he endured in the way of suffering from his cancer battle, and then he had a heart battle in the middle of it, and oh my gosh, and he was always up. Always up. The guy was never down. And it's because he knew where he was going. You know, he knew that this life was short-lived and the next life is forever. And he is with Jesus, smiling ear to ear over what you guys are doing in Tioga this weekend. Patriot Motorcycle Ride, again, Tioga Community Center is where it all starts, 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. You can register till 11:45, and then, boy, does that ride route sound fun. You had me at Battleview Roadhouse. What a blast.
Kickstands up at noon?
Exactly right. All right, Ryan, keep us posted, okay?
All right.
Anything else you want to pass along before Saturday, you give us a shout. We'll get you back on for sure. Love it, love it, love it. Any questions on that, by the way, you can text us. More after this.
Hey, it's Scott Hinnon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Off your order.